to the best of the church's music for the season of Lent at LutheranPublicRadio.org. Sacred music for the season of Lent, LutheranPublicRadio.org.
We just have to know that about the world in which we're living. We are not of this world. This world cannot forgive. It cannot listen with understanding. It is not willing to love as our Lord loves.
We're not left in this sort of a vapid world trying to figure out, what does God want me to do? What's He want me to do? He's told us. We study His will. We study the commandments. We study His word.
We cannot understand the gospel and the depth of God's love, what true love is, unless we understand that there is such a thing as hell, that there is such a thing as condemnation and judgment.
Hi, this is Jeff from Lithia, Florida. Beloved on-demand treadmill runners, love issues, etc.
I saw the headlines. You probably did as well. It was widely covered in the news, first recorded by the Washington Post, I believe. A survey of Americans saying that the number of Americans who had had no sexual activity in the last year rose. It was the highest recorded, and many were making hay out of this. What is this about? How do we explain this? Does this have any other kinds of effects? The media was very anxious to tell us why this was happening or why it might be happening, but were their answers necessarily correct? Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in live on this Thursday afternoon, the 9th of April. We'll be talking with Dr. Michael New of the Catholic University of America about this recent reporting on the decline in sexual activity among Americans. A little later, Helen Raleigh of the Federalist will join us to talk about a Colorado elementary school that is pushing the LGBTQ agenda all the way to the State House, in fact. We'll respond to listener email and the Issues Etc. comment line. And then Pastor Tom Baker joins us to teach a Sunday school lesson today, Jesus Healing Many in Luke chapter 4. Feel free to join us with questions or comments. Our call-in number 1-877-623-MYIE. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address, @issuesetc. And the Issues Etc. comment line, 618-223-8382. Joining us to talk about recent reporting on the decline in sexual activity among Americans, Dr. Michael New. He's visiting assistant professor at the Bush School of Business at the Catholic University of America, associate scholar at the Charlotte Lozier Institute, and author of a recent column titled "Unintended Pregnancy Rate Reductions Likely Due to Less Sexual Activity, Not More Contraceptive Use." Dr. New, welcome back.
Oh, thanks for having me. Great to be back.
What was recently reported by the Washington Post regarding a recent decline in sexual activity among Americans?
Well, Washington Post looked at some new data from the General Social Survey. And the General Social Survey is a very comprehensive survey of Americans that collects lots of demographic data, data on ages and race and ethnicity. And it's used very widely by kind of academic researchers who study public attitudes and public opinion. And what they found from this data set is there's a big increase in the percentage of Americans who are not sexually active. And there's a couple of things that are interesting. Part of it is just the fact that America is aging. As people get a little bit older, they tend to engage in less sexual activity. But what was interesting about this report was that even among Americans aged 18 to 29, there was a big increase in the percentage of those who were not sexually active. The percentage who reported having no sex between 2008 and 2018 doubled, and it currently is at 23%. So that was an interesting finding that got picked up by the Post and picked up by some other news outlets as well.
What were the Washington Post's possible explanations for this decline?
They said several things. First off, even though the economy is doing well, you still have a higher percentage of young men who are not in the labor force. And men who are not working tend not to be attractive as dating or romantic partners. So that's part of it. You also have a lot more young men who are living at home with their parents, and the parents may not approve of them bringing home someone for sexual activity. That's part of it. And they said there's just also a lot more entertainment options for people, whether it's social media, whether it's console games, variety of things. So these are the things that were mentioned in the Post article about why people are less sexually active today than they were, say, 10 years ago.
What other connections or explanations have been offered by other media outlets?
I think that the ones that the Post kind of came up with kind of, you know, cover the gamut. I mean, I think that, you know, again, the drop-off in labor force participation, the fact that more people are living at home with parents, the rise of kind of other entertainment options, I think that kind of pretty much, you know, are reasonable explanations that I think make some sense.
So what have many media outlets who have covered this story failed to do, in your opinion?
You know, one thing that, I mean, the reporting is interesting, and the social science data from General Social Survey is reliable. But what kind of frustrates me a bit is that we see the recent decline in the unintended pregnancy rate get a lot of attention, that unintended pregnancy rates have been more or less stable up until about 2008. And then in 2008, we saw a downturn. And countless people in the media have been eager to credit the Affordable Care Act. They say the contraception mandate and the contraception coverage, this is why we see this decline in unintended pregnancies. And I think there's a lot of problems with this line of thought. First off, we've seen gains in contraceptive use before that have not always resulted in reductions in unintended pregnancies. And secondly, the timing doesn't really add up. The Affordable Care Act was enacted in 2010. It wasn't really implemented by and large until around 2011. And this decline in the unintended pregnancy rate started in 2008. So the timing doesn't really match. I think this recent decline in sexual activity provides kind of a much, much better explanation as to why unintended pregnancies are falling in the U.S. And no one in the media, really outside of me, is talking about it.
Why do you think they're avoiding that connection to the declining numbers of unintended pregnancies?
I think that a lot of people in the media tend to really kind of buy onto this contraceptive narrative, for one thing. I think that there's a lot of people who'd like to make the case that contraceptive programs are effective. You know, the Affordable Care Act, the contraceptive mandate was controversial. And I think some people in the media want to show that, or at least like to make the argument, it's doing some good. I also think there's a lot of people who just view sexual activity as kind of being inevitable, and that it's resistant to change. And in reality, we know that's not the case. You know, we did see a big increase in, say, you know, sexual activity after the birth control pill became available. That's been widely documented. And we've also seen a steady decline amongst sexual activity amongst teenagers starting in the early 90s. So again, you know, we see a lot of data showing that it does change based on technology. It does change based on kind of changes in values and mores. And I think that's something in the media they really just don't want to discuss.
Do you think that the decline that we're discussing here indicates changing attitudes about sexual issues among Americans?
To be honest, I really don't. I think that it's interesting. I do a lot of research on attitudes on abortion. You know, one thing that we're kind of intrigued by is that historically, pro-life sentiment tends to be correlated with sort of strong opposition or strong belief that premarital sex is immoral. We really haven't seen much change on that question. It seems that the current generation of young people, even though they're somewhat more open to the pro-life position, they still tend to have fairly quote-unquote liberal views about sexual issues. So I don't think that this decline in sexual activity has much to do with more religiosity or more kind of conservatism. You know, I think some of the demographic and economic factors that the Washington Post listed probably provide a better explanation.
So in a nutshell, how would you explain the decline in sexual activity among Americans? What would you say are the primary reasons we're seeing this happen?
You know, again, I do think that it's due to the fact that you've kind of a higher percentage of men, if they're not working, are just not attractive dating relationship partners. I think that's an explanation. There's also a chance, I didn't mention this before, that, you know, increases in pornography usage, you know, might be part of it, and that's tragic, but I think that's at least a possibility. I think kind of those are the two main things I would say.
Why is this decline noteworthy, not only from a research perspective, but for the average person as well?
Well, again, I think that it's important to really get an understanding of why unintended pregnancy rates are falling. And a decline in the unintended pregnancy rate is obviously a good thing, but it's important to understand it. And again, there's a lot of people out there, a lot of, you know, well-funded groups that really have an interest in trying to push contraception. And I think that if you look at contraception programs carefully, programs intended to encourage contraceptive use don't always have a great track record. In fact, some I think would do more harm than good. So claiming that the Affordable Care Act is why unintended pregnancy rates are falling, I don't think that's a strong explanation. I think this new data about less sexual activity amongst young adults, I think it's frankly a far better explanation. It explains the timing a lot better. And again, I think it's just important if we're going to make informed policy, we know what's driving some of these trends.
How does all of this correlate with the falling abortion rate?
Well, it's interesting. We have abortion rates been falling pretty consistently since 1980. And currently, the most recent data we have is from about 2014 or 2015. And the abortion rate, according to the most recent data, is half of what it was in 1980. And that's great news. And I think that's a big pro-life success story pro-life should talk more about. One thing that we know is that, you know, unintended pregnancy rates from 1980 to about 2008 have been fairly stable. I mean, they've gone down a little bit, but they've been fairly stable. But one important trend we see is that there's actually been a significant increase in the percentage of unintended pregnancies carried to term. So it's not that women aren't getting pregnant anymore. It's just that when they are pregnant and that pregnancy isn't intended, they're more likely to keep the baby. And I think that there's a variety of reasons for this. I think we've changed hearts and minds. We've passed protective laws. We're helping women through pregnancy help centers. So I think it's a combination of these things, and they all kind of point back to the good work that pro-lifers are doing.
What's the lesson, then, for the pro-life movement in America when it comes to all of this data put together?
I think the important thing is that we need to stay the course. I think that, you know, some people tend to get frustrated that we've been working on this issue since Roe v. Wade, which is 46 years ago, and progress hasn't really come as fast as we'd like. But if you kind of look at the data carefully, we're making progress in some very important ways. Abortion numbers are falling. The number of abortion facilities is going down. The number of pregnancy help centers is going up. And we have made some gains in the court of public opinion. Again, I wish we could do more faster, but we are doing some good. We are making some progress. And I think the important thing is to not be discouraged and just keep doing what we're doing. Educate people, pass protective laws, help women in crisis. And I think we're seeing the fruits of that.
Dr. Michael New is visiting assistant professor at the Bush School of Business at the Catholic University of America, associate scholar at the Charlotte Lozier Institute, author of a recent column titled Unintended Pregnancy Rate Reductions Likely Due to Less Sexual Activity, Not More Contraceptive Use. You can read it under the Listen On Demand page at issuesetc.org. Dr. New, thank you.
Oh, thanks very much. Thanks for having me.
Helen Raleigh joins us on the other side of the break. We're going to be talking about a Colorado elementary school. We're talking about kindergartners through fifth grade. A Colorado elementary school that has been actively pushing the LGBTQ agenda in the classroom over against the parents' objections.
I'm going to talk about two big trends in American life over the last 50 or 60 years: the decline of institutional Christianity and the growing polarization of our politics.
Ross Douthat of the New York Times talking about his presentation at the 2019 Issues Etc. Making the Case conference.
The increasingly strident division between an ideological left and an ideological right. And I'm going to argue that Christianity has weakened precisely because people have become more likely to identify with ideologies than with religious beliefs. And that a recovered Christianity, a more robust public religious faith, is actually an answer to polarization because it gives people an identity that's bigger than partisanship, so they can define themselves as Christians first and liberals or conservatives second.
You can meet and hear Ross Douthat at the Issues Etc. Making the Case conference June 7th and 8th in Chicago. Learn more at issuesetc.org.
Talk radio for the thinking Christian. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Memoria Press now offers 8 levels of the Simply Classical curriculum for children with special needs. These full-year packages help you teach reading, writing, arithmetic, art and music, poetry, science, history, Latin, classical and Christian studies in incremental and multisensory ways for mastery. Visit classicalspecialneeds.com and enter promo code LPR9 to save on resources for your home or school.
An average of 20 military veterans kill themselves every day. Project Operation Barnabas is a network of LCMS congregations who reach out to veterans and their congregations and their communities with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Operation Barnabas is a program of LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces. Find out more at lcms.org/armedforces. Serving those who serve. LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces. lcms.org/armedforces.